Gemara on Daf Talad Amid Beis had told us about the requirement of Smichas Geula L'Tfila, the requirement to connect the two. The Gemara says that someone who connects Geula L'Tfila is a Ben Olam Haba. The Gemara later on, Daf Tes Amid Beis, even says that a person is assured that won't be damaged. Tosfos is even bothered. What happens if there's a person who was Someich Geula L'Tfila and was damaged? And Tosfos says it could be that it's only for someone who davens and nates. But it seems that there is a tremendous significance given between someone who is Someich Geula L'Tfila. The Yerushalmi on Daf Vav and Aleph in the standard editions of the Yerushalmi give us a couple of sources for the requirement of Smicha Geula L'Tfila. First of all, and this is quoted, by the way, in the Tur, in Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, first of all, the Yerushalmi quotes that the Pasuk of Yul Ratzon Imrei Fi Ve'egyon Libel Fenecha Hashem Tzuri V'Gali of Tfila is found in Tilim Yud Tes, and right after that is Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara. So we see that there is a connection between Tfila, which is Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara, and Geula, that David HaMelech already put a relationship between the two. As well as, the Yerushalmi quotes Rabbi Ami as saying that someone who is not Sameich Geula L'Tfila is like someone who knocks on the door for the king, and when the king comes to open the door, so then the person has left. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also leaves. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, in his Beyur, in the Yerushalmi, adds, Va'af hacha, kisha omer geula. When a person talks about geula, mashma mamtin hu l'geula. This is the best explanation I've seen in terms of what is the significance of smicha l'geula tefila. If he's mentioning the geula, then it shows that the geula is important to him. Hilkach tekef yivakesh al geula. And therefore, he will immediately ask for the geula, and he'll wait for the geula, and he'll wait for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to him, as opposed to someone who just knocks on the door for a minute, and then he immediately leaves. Someone who's asking for geula, thinking of the significance of geula, is a person who's going to be willing to stick around until HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes. In other words, it's an individual that's saying that I'm not just coming and asking for the short term, I'm asking for the long term as well. I remember that there is a geula. He sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world from a longitudinal perspective. There's much more to add to that, but this is a halacha component. But to understand this, the Gemara makes a very big deal of smichas geula tefila, and it's not entirely clear about what the rationale is. Maybe there's a remez to the hesber here in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's svarim. In Simin Kuf Yud Aleph, we have this halacha paskin. The Mechaber writes, "Sarach lismoch geula tefila. A person should connect geula tefila v'lo yafzik beinayim. He should not interrupt." Shouldn't even say Amen after Yisrael. Here, reminiscent to the disagreement between the Mechaber and the Ramah about Habocher Ba'amon Yisrael Ba'al, it's a different machlokes, but similar. Here, the Ramah quotes an opinion V'yeshom Shemutalas Amen. There is an opinion that says you're allowed to even say Amen after Gal Yisrael. The Poskim added that even according to those who do, and the Ramah concludes V'chein Noagin, that it was the custom. However, it doesn't seem to be our custom. What we try to do, as the Mishnah Berurah describes in other places, is to conclude Goal Yisrael with the Chazan, and therefore not get involved with this machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, but know that there is such opinion in the Ramah. Nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah adds that is only about saying Amen on Goal Yisrael. However, to say Yehei Shmei Rabbah or Kedusha and so on, one should not do that because of the Chashivus between being Somech, Geula, L'Tfila, that it's not just about our wants, the way we explained before, Alpi Machshava, but as well connecting our particular Tzrachim to the ultimate history of Klal Yisrael, the longitudinal connection of Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. The Ramah adds an interesting position. V'yesh Omrim, says the Ramah, Kuf Yud Aleph, Hadit Tzrach Lismoch, Geula, L'Tfila, Hayinu Dafke B'chol U'B'yomtif. That this halacha is only regards to Chol and Yom Tov. Al B'Shabbos in Sarach. On Shabbos you don't have to. Pirush. What's the explanation? The time of the Bina L'Mitzvah Geula Tefila, because it's an essential component of Tefila, because Yanko Hashem is connected Yul Ratzon Imrei Fi V'Goali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saving me. That was the first explanation we had given from the Yerushalmi. V'Shabbos Lav Zman Sarach. And Shabbos is not Zman Zar. However, the Ramah concludes that Yom Tov is not that way, Mishum Shem Yimei Din, as we know from the Mishnayos in Rosh Hashanah, that Pesach is judged al Tfuah. Hence, there is more of a reason to be doeg on Geula, on the Yom Tov and on Shabbos, and therefore the Ramah says there might be less of an inyan to be somech Geula l'tfila, particularly on Shabbos. The Be'er Halacha observes that that might may have nafkaminos for us, l'halacha. And that is that he quotes Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says that what happens if someone came late to shul? Normally, if a person comes late and they've already started Shmoneh Esrei, he cannot jump into Shmoneh Esrei. If a person comes late for Mincha and he missed Ashrei, he could jump in for Shmoneh Esrei and say Ashrei later on. In the morning, you cannot do that. Why? Because of this ever-important rule of Smichas Geula Tefillah. But on Shabbos, according to the Ramah, maybe there's room for a person who Chas V'Chalila comes late to then start Shmoneh Esrei with them, even though he would not be Somech Geula L'Tfila. Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to be Nota L'Kula. However, he does quote, the Be'er Halacha does quote, that the Lechem Chamudos and the Elia Rabba says that one can be Mekel. It seems that the Be'er Halacha comes out L'Chumra. In the Sefer Yishe Yisrael, he does conclude in Perek Yudzayin Sif Chavav, B'Shabbos Muta La'anos Amei Yeshmei Rabbu Kedusha Ubarchu Bein L'Geula L'Tfila, based on this rationale that we had in the Ramah. The Tila L'David is quoted in the footnotes over there as saying it's Pashut that one should say Amein after the Bracha of Gal Yisrael on Shabbos. I haven't seen people that follow this custom, but clearly according to the Ramah, Shabbos would have a different status. The Aruch HaShulchan seems to be noted in the other direction. In Reish Yud Al, in Kuf Yud Al Siv Gimel, he says you should be Somech Geula Tefila like Chol. It could very well be that it depends on which source of the Yerushalmi you're working with. The Ramah was going Halacha L'Maisen. We see in the Ishei Yisrael, that's how they paskin, that the Ramah was working with the side that says that Yil Rasa Imrefi Tzuri V'Goali is that Geula is supposed to be connected to Yancho Hashem B'Yom Tzara. If that's so, that would apply to all tefillos. However, only to the tefillos where there is a Tzar, and Shabbos is a Zman that we don't think about Tzar. However, which in the other opinion in the Yerushalmi, with the explanation of Chaim Kanievsky about the idea that a Jew needs to be connecting his tefillah to the Geula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because if he just knocks for his tefillah by the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, so he might not be there. If that would be so then, which is not the side that the Ramah is working with, then there wouldn't be a difference between the week and on Shabbos, and hence the Aruch HaShulchan has a different position, and he says that we follow the same rules of Smichas Geula L'Tefillah during the week. This